There was a young man who lately expressed his love to a damsel that lived in the West. And thus he began his mind to declare, said he, "Thou art welcome unto this fair. I have a great mind with thee to talk. Come, pray, let us to the tavern walk. I'll do thee no harm, thou needst not fear, for faring I'll give thee one flagon of beer. Pray, how doth your father and mother at home? They were well this morning." Then answered Joan, said he, "If you please to walk with me, we will be as merry may be. To tell thee the truth, I do love thee, dear, yet I am so doubtful my mind to declare, for fear what I ask you should me deny, and then for your love I shall surely die. I hope you will not offended be, though I make so bold to speak unto thee. For night nor day I can take no rest for love that lies harbored within my breast. And thou art she that canst ease my pain, then grant me love for love again. Give me some kind answer my heart to ease, and let me not languish in love's disease."
"Good sir, I do fancy you jeer at me. Your riches and mine will never agree. For I am a poor man's daughter, it's known. I work for my living abroad and at home. Sometimes I'm at home to spinning of yarn, and sometimes abroad to reaping of corn. Sometimes in the field to milk the cow. I get what I have by the sweat of my brow. I live as well contented as any maid can. What need I entangle myself with a man? I walk where I please at my own command. I need not say shall I, pray shall I, husband. Now I have myself to guide and to rule. In marrying some people have played the fool. Methinks it is troublesome to be a nurse when children are froward and husbands are worse. Yet for your love I have no cause to deny. Sure you deserve one that is better than I. For you have a good estate of your own, and I am a poor man's daughter, it's known. Yet I am content with what little I have. Perhaps if I marry I may be a slave. Therefore I'll beware how I marry in haste, for fear I have cause to repent at the last."
"Oh, prithee, my dearest, take pity on me. No one in the world I fancy but thee. And do not abuse me for loving thee, dear. I'll willingly tarry for thee one whole year. Nothing shall be wanting thy mind to fulfill, so thou wilt but grant me thy love and goodwill. But if thou deny me, and love thou hast none, then surely thy heart is as hard as a stone. Sweetheart, prithee tell me, I know you well can, whether you do fancy another young man. Pray pardon my boldness in asking so far, or to any other engaged you are. My dearest, resolve me, if you'll be so kind, that will be great ease to my troubled mind. But if from all other men thou art free, I shall live in hopes that my bride thou wilt be."
"Good sir, you pretend a great deal of goodwill, yet I am not ready your mind to fulfill. For I have no fancy to be made a wife, nor ne'er was concerned with no man in my life. And for to live single it is my delight, and so, honest young man, I wish you good night. Pray by your leave let me pass by you, young man, for now it is high time for me to be gone."
"And must thou be gone and no longer wilt stay? Then I wish I had not a seen thee this day. For now I am troubled with doubt and with fear, because I am slighted for loving so dear. Young men, I advise you, wherever you be, if Cupid do hit you, then think upon me. Although you love dearly, yet never declare unto any damsel the love that you bear. And so, having ended, I wish you all well, each young man and maid, to the place where you dwell. But yet I would have you one penny bestow, and that is the price of this ballad, you know. You know it is good to learn children to read. It's fit for a young man to sing to a maid. It is good for pastime on each holy day, and here be the ballads, come buy them away.